They say a rising tide lifts all boats, but what about a rising data set? The Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association is nearing completion of a map of the seafloor to help local fishermen catch more efficiently. The map was made possible through a network of small boat fishermen that have spent the past decade gathering data. KCAW's Emily Kwong reports.
This is a great image of how good our data is getting.
Stephen Rhodes is exploring open ocean with the click of a mouse. He's showing a group of fellow fishermen the latest version of a map detailing the rise and fall of the ocean floor. Sitka Sound is presented in vivid detail.
To the west of that is state data, and to the east of that is our user data. And we're getting pretty close on the shape of the bottom.
Otherwise known as bathymetry. Fishermen have long used soundings to visualize in their mind what the seafloor looks like and target species known to gather near certain topographical features. With these maps, Rhodes is able to home in on those locations more precisely. He toggles with a slider, which paints the map with colors to represent different depths.
Most of the time when I'm fishing, I use the discrete mode because my brain gets stuck in fish in the green, that's where they're at.
The fishermen in the room look on. They aren't just the future users of this product. They were its data scientists, too, pinging the seafloor with echo sounders for years while out fishing. At the end of every season, the Fisheries Conservation Network sent their data to the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association. And like pieces of a puzzle, Alpha reconciled the local data set with federal and state maps, working in concert with a software company called NobleTech Time Zero. Alpha's executive director, Linda Bankin, said the result is one of the most complex bathymetric databases on the eastern side of the Gulf of Alaska.
It's 140 million data points that have been contributed. It's been a lot of years getting to this point, and we're really excited about the level of detail that we have now and the quality of the maps.
And now, Alpha is ready to share these maps with the fishermen who made them. The XYZ file can run on a computer of about $1,000 in value that supports the NobleTech software. Fishermen are invited to contribute to and clean up the data set while out on the water. And the goal of all of this is to make Sitka's small boat fleet more competitive and efficient. Bankin says the project was born out of a desire to help fishermen target the fish they want and avoid the fish they don't.
So, for example, halibut tend to be in hard bottom areas rather than sandy or muddy bottom. But if you get into hard bottom areas that have too many pinnacles, for example, then you get too many rockfish.
In addition to reducing bycatch, Bankin hopes the maps will help fishermen avoid areas that host sensitive species like corals and sponge and protect their gear. Fishermen can start downloading the database on March 15th. All participating fishermen will sign user agreements pledging not to share this data outside of the network. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.